It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And welcome back to the Smith Complex here tonight. Hastings College Baseball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos and the Tigers of Doan getting sent for game number two tonight after the Tigers took care of Hastings in game number one. Final score of 11-0. Tigers officially with 11 runs on 16 base hits. They committed two errors and left 7 men on the base pads in game one. Hastings, no runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They leave 6. Hastings for the third game in a row shut out tonight as the Tigers forced the Broncos into a goose egg on the scoreboard. Andrew Kuda, the losing pitcher for Hastings, he's now 1-3. Got up to a rough start, 2 2/3 innings tonight, giving up 8 runs, 1 strikeout, 2 walks, and 10 hits. Nathan Roth was the winning pitcher for Doan. He went the distance, gave up no runs and 6 base hits, 8 strikeouts, a couple of walks. Kyle Stromer also worked for Hastings 4 3rd innings tonight. Gives up 3 runs and a couple of strikeouts, a walk, and 6 base hits. So he's getting set to go for game number 2 here tonight, Hastings and Doan. The Broncos are going to go with Micah Lockerbie on the mound for Hastings in the second ball game. Lockerbie has thrown a total of 6 1/3 innings for Hastings so far this year. His ERA is at 15.63. He's given up 14 base hits and 11 runs, all 11 earned, 7 base on balls and 3 strikeouts. Teams are batting .483 against him. So Hastings down to basically their 5th and 6th starters here this week with 3 ball games and 3 doubleheaders. Andrew Kuda knocked around in the first ball game, and now Lockerbie is going to try his luck here in game number 2 with a 15.63 ERA for Hastings. So Doan will come to the plate first. Not a whole lot of changes here for game number 2. Kevin Clausen will come up here and bat for Doan to lead off this first inning of play. This game will be scheduled for 9 here tonight between Hastings and Doan in the second half of the doubleheader here tonight. So Kevin Clausen comes up there first for the Tigers. The first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Second one's going to be hit to the right side, fielded there by the first baseman for Hastings. That's going to be Clark over to Lockerbie, who covers the bag. It's going to be in time. So a 3-1 put out there. Kevin Clausen grounds out to the first baseman here. Michael Lockerbie covering the bag there at first base. So there's one man out now here in the first inning of play. This is Ethan Schroeder coming to the plate next. Schroeder will be playing at third base again for Doan here in this second ball game. Lockerbie goes to work, and his pitch in there is going to be in there for a strike. Lockerbie is a big, tall right-hander here for Hastings College. On the mound, again, he has not worked a whole lot of innings, just 6 innings plus. He's out of Elizabeth, Colorado. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Lockerbie, 6'4", 245 pounds from Elizabeth, Colorado. Just his sophomore there for the Hastings College Broncos. Here comes the next pitch by Lockerbie. That's going to be on the outside corner for a strike. And it's now 1 ball and 2 strikes to Ethan Schroeder for Doan. In the first ball game, Schroeder, he grounded out once. He had an RBI single, was hit by a pitch, scored a run, had a double, and scored a run, and he grounded out once. Bounds away this next pitch at the plate, and it's now 1 ball and 2 strikes to Ethan Schroeder. He'll be followed up by Liam Bedford, the catcher, and Nick Studer, the designated hitter in the second ball game. Dylan Matthews, the first baseman. Andres Rivera, the right fielder. Alex Arkfeld, the center fielder. This next ball is going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Trent Neal picks it up on the hop. So Ethan Schroeder gets a board here for Doan, the first base runner of the second ball game. And now Bedford comes to the plate next. Rest of the line at the bottom third of the order for Doan. You've got Arkfeld, the center fielder, batting in the number 7 position. John Smith, the shortstop. Rather, Jake Smith, the shortstop at number 8. And then Jed Durr, the second baseman. The Doan pitcher here in game number 2 is going to be Austin Kasperson. To the plate next is going to be Bedford, Liam Bedford. Or Doan, he'll be behind the dish here in game number 2. As Lockerbie now goes to work from the stretch, there's a ball, hard hit ball to a left field. That's going to curve over into foul territory. 3:30 down the lines here at the Schmidt Complex, and that was a hard-hit ball there by Liam Bedford. Winds have pretty much died down. We had northwest winds at 18 miles per hour for game number one and 66 degrees at game time. Here for the second contest here today, looks like the temp is going to be at 70 degrees and winds out of the northwest at about 6 miles per hour. So things have definitely died down here for game number two here tonight. Lockerbie working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now sitting at 1-1 to Liam Bedford. Nick Studer is up there next. Drew Clark holding the base runner on at first base. The runner goes on a pitch. There's a throw down there from Santarelli. That's not going to be in time. Head first slide down there for Ethan Schroeder. It's a stolen base here. And Doan, a base-stealing threat anywhere. They're on a base pad. They've 103 out of 123 on unstolen bases. Schroeder gets a stolen base there for a Doan College Tigers. He is now 18 out of 19 stealing bases this year. The count here at the plate is at 2-1 now on Bedford. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away in the first base side, out of play. Now 2-2. Hastings College softball team picked up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan in the first game of two tonight, 6-2. Here at the Smith Complex, they're playing game number two right now. Hastings College softball team now 10-5 in the conference and now 21-17 overall. Here comes the next pitch by Lockerbie. That ball is going to be popped up out to the outfield, drifting back as a center fielder, Santos. He still drifts back, finally grabs the ball. The runner's going to tag at second base, and he's going to be into third base easily. So Bedford will fly out to Deontay Santos out in the center field. That is the second out of the inning, but now Doan has got a man over at third base attempting to score again here in the first inning of play. The Tigers in that first ball game hammered out 16 base hits against Hastings College in that first contest. Coming up there next is going to be Nick Studer. Studer is the designated hitter. Studer was behind the plate in game number one. Studer in the first ball game had a single. Reached on a base on balls, grounded out once, and it lined out. So Nick Studer takes a look at the pitch there. He's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. On Nick, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to right field, and it's going to be a base hit. Tanner Campbell chases that one down in right field. Around the bag at first, it's Studer digging for second base. Here comes the throw in, and they have got him at second base. Nice throw by Tanner Campbell from right field. The run is going to score, but a nice throw there by Tanner Campbell in right field. It nails Nick Studer, who tries to stretch that single into a double there, and he is thrown out at second base. So a great play there by Tanner Campbell out in right field to get Hastings out of this first inning of play. The Tigers, they score one run, though. One run on one base hit. No errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Doan 1, Hastings College nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Make plans now to celebrate a Nebraska tradition of excellence in sports, family, and fun at the 30th Anniversary Cornhusker State Games, beginning July 18th with opening ceremonies at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. 65 sports for athletes of all ages and abilities. There's something for everyone in the Cornhusker State Games. Register today at cornhuskerstategames.com.
Brought to you by 1230 AM KHAS Radio and the Nebraska Public Power District, NPPD. Always there when you need us.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College trailing Doan by a score of 1-0 as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. Austin Kasperson is going to be the pitcher for Doan here in this second ball game. Kasperson, a local boy, of course, played up in the Bolas and Centura areas. He's a 6-foot sophomore out of Bolas, went to high school at Centura. Kasperson has thrown 60 innings for Doan. He's been their workhorse in the staff. He's thrown more than anybody else. He's 7-1 on the season. His ERA is sitting at 3.30. Out of the 60 innings, he's giving up 57 hits, 25 runs, 22 of those have been earned. 9 base on balls, 46 strikeouts. Teams batting just 246 against him. So we saw Nathan Roth in the first ball game for Doan. Here's Kasperson in the second ball game. So we're seeing no slouches here from the Tigers as they try to sweep the Broncos in this ball game. They've got two more games remaining in their regular season as they'll take on Midland, the team that is currently in second place in the GPAC standings. That'll be on this Saturday. Hastings with another doubleheader coming up tomorrow against Concordia here at the Smith Complex. So Trent Neal will lead things off for Hastings here in game number two. Neal is out in left field again for the Broncos here in this ball game. And the count to him is at 1-1 as we get started here in the Hastings half of the first. And there's a base hit to center field. So Trent Neal, he singles just like he did in the first ball game. His first at bat as he singles this time to center field. And Trent Neal gets aboard here. Hastings had 6 at base hits in the opener, but no runs across the plate. 24 innings now without scoring a single run. They'll try to break that long dry spell here in this contest here against the Tigers. Drew McGee comes up there next for Hastings. McGee is the third baseman. So taking a lead down here at first base is going to be Trent Neal. Pretty good lead over there, and a throw over there. It's not going to be in time. Holding him on for the Tigers is going to be Dylan Matthews. So Kasperson on the mound. You've got Liam Bedford now behind the plate. Matthews at first base, and Durr is at second. Smith is at shortstop, and Schroeder is at third base for Doan. Out of the outfield, you've got Claussen, Arkfeld, and also Rivera. Next pitch is to be fouled back to the screen here by Drew McGee, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Mitchell Marquardt will be next for Hastings. Then we'll see Jake Steets in the number four position. Drew Clark will be fifth, and Eric Antilla, who's going to be the designated hitter in the ball game tonight for the Broncos, as the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Tanner Campbell is going to be batted in the number seven position. Donato Santos will be in the number eight spot, followed by Tanner Santarelli. At first is going to be Trent Neal. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Next pitch is a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. 1-2, the count down to Drew McGee. Backing out of the batter's box is going to be McGee as he takes a look at head coach Steve Sponberg down there in the third base coaching box. Flashing the signs. Here comes the next pitch from Kasperson. Swung on and missed. And Drew McGee goes down on the strikeouts. First strikeout of the ball game for Austin Kasperson. Mitchell Marquardt comes up there next for Hastings. Marquardt is at shortstop today in game number two. Marquardt in the first ball game, he was 0-for-3, grounded out once, and he flew out to center field once, and he struck out once. So 0-for-3 for Marquardt in game number one. Comes up there for the first time here for the base runner out at first base. That is Trent Neal. Jake Steets would be next for Hastings. Just underway. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight in game number two. After the Tigers won the first ball game by a score of 11-0 over Hastings. Tigers out hit Hastings in that ball game 16-6. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a little bit inside on a fastball, and it's now 1-0 to Mitchell Marquardt. Marquardt started the day with a batting average of .252, and he was 0-for-3 in the opener here this afternoon. Kasperson again from the stretch, swung on and missed. Now the runner goes from first base, and a throw down there is going to be in time. So Trent Neal, as he raced off with the base pads there, Marquardt swings and misses here at the plate. Was that the second strike or was that the third strike? The Doan College Tigers are already off of the field here. I think that was only the second strike on Mitchell Marquardt. So the Tigers got to come back out of the first base dugout. They thought that was the third strike on Marquardt. That was not. That was only the second strike. They did get the base runner down there attempting to steal at the second base. So there's two men out, and the count here on Mitchell Marquardt should be 1-2. Now the home plate umpire is going to talk with the base umpire here to make sure they had the count right. I think I had it right in the book. It should be 1-2. That last pitch was a strike. And the catcher, Bedford, throws it down to second base to catch Trent Neal attempting to steal. That was the second out of the inning. And now they're going to call the Tigers back out of the first base dugouts and back to the field of play here. So Trenton Neal leads off the inning with a single. McGee then strikes out. Then Trenton Neal is caught down at second base attempting the steal. And Mitchell Barcourt here at the plate has a count of 1-2. So 1-2 is the count of Mitchell Barcourt, the shortstop for Hastings with Jake Steets. Now they say it's 1-1. 1-1 is officially the count here on Mitchell Barcourt. So coming back out would be Kasperson. He'll look in for the sign here. Now we're set to go again. Tigers back out on the field of play. Here's the next pitch by Kasperson. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 2-1. So 2-1, two men out here in this first inning of play. Hastings trailing by a score of 1-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for another ball. Now 3-1. So Mitchell Barcourt has got 9 base on balls, and he's got 14 strikeouts so far this year. We'll take a look at a 3-1 pitch here. It's going to be swung on and tapped foul in the third base side. The count is now full of 3-2. Doan has now won 23 games in a row. They are 17-0 in conference play this year. Austin Kasperson looking in for the sign again. A long, hard look at Liam Bedford. Now here it comes. Pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be in the outfield. Andres Rivera shields his eyes from the sun and grabs the ball out there in right field. So Mitchell Barcourt flies out to right to end the inning. Hastings scores no runs again. On one base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second inning with a score. Doan 1, Hastings College 0.
You've known Quiznos for their toasted subs for over 30 years. But what do you get when you fuse Quiznos' same bold flavor with cavatappi pasta? You guessed it, a pastorific flavor transformation. Now introducing Quiznos' new Toasty Pastas, coming in hot with 6 mouth-watering flavors, including mac and cheese with lobster and seafood, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken, all made with cavatappi pasta and mouth-watering mozzarella, and toasted to bring out the flavor. Quiznos, we're getting toastier.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Smith Complex, Hastings College Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 1-0 is the score here. The Doan College Tigers out on top of Hastings in game number 2. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 coming up here for Doan. They face Lockerbie in this second inning of play. This is Dylan Matthews who takes a big cut at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and 1 to Dylan Matthews. He is the first baseman for Doan. Here comes the next pitch by Lockerbie. That ball is going to be hit right to the second baseman, and grabbing the ball there is Jake Steets. Dylan Matthews lines out to the second baseman Steets for the first out of the second inning of play. That's going to bring up Andres Rivera next. He is the right fielder. Rivera played in game number 1. He had a single. He had a 2-run double. He flew out to right field and he grounded out once. So he was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs in game number 1. He takes a whack at this first pitch and he'll be fouled back to the screen. No balls and 1 to Rivera for the Doan College Tigers. This is a team that's ranked number 10 in the country. They're looking for their 40th win of the season here in the second half of the doubleheader against Hastings. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and now the count goes to 1-1. Rivera started the day with a batting average of .257. He's improved that a little bit after game number 1, and he certainly improves it there as he drives this one into center field for another base hit. So Doan records another base hit. That's going to be their third one of this second ball game. They've got a base runner again for the second straight inning. Alex Arkfeld will come to the plate next. Dona's a good hitting team. The team batting average coming to this ballgame today was at 330. Arkfeld will come to the plate next. His batting average sitting right at the 300 mark is the start of the day today. Here at Smith, he's playing out in center field again. Or Doan here in game number two. Arkfeld winning on the pitch from our pitcher, Michael Lockerbie, who's out there for the Broncos in the second game. Hastings using two pitchers in game number one, Andrew Kuda and also Stromer. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there is not going to be in time. A stolen base. Andres Rivera gets a stolen base there for the Doan College Tigers. That's going to be the second one of this ballgame. The throw down there was in time by Tanner Santarelli, but the tag was not applied down there by the second baseman, Jake Steets. So a stolen base there. The count here at the plate is at no balls and one strike now on Arkfeld. So Doan again with a runner in scoring position here in the second inning of play. Michael Lockerbie again checks the runner at second base. Good hard look. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Curveball is going to miss inside, and the count goes to one ball and one strike on Alex Arkfeld. Jake Smith, the shortstop, would be next, and then Jed Durr, the second baseman. Doan is batting here in the top half of the second inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is down, though. There goes the runner at second base, down to third to throw down there. It's in time. So they erase Rivera off of the base pads here. A nice throw that time by Tanner Santarelli. Drew McGee applies the tag down there at third base. That's his second out of the second inning of play. And the count now at Arkfeld is sitting at two balls and one strike, so they didn't get him at second base, but Santarelli nails him, trying to steal third base on the play. Here's Arkfeld again. He looks at this pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count to Alex Arkfeld with Jake Smith on deck here for the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be in there for a called strike in the outside corner. The count is now full of three balls and two strikes on Alex Arkfeld. He has struck out a team-high 35 times so far this year, and he has walked 18 times. Here comes the next pitch from Lockerbie. It's going to be inside. They say he went around with it, a little check swing, and he strikes out. A strikeout in the ball game for Micah Lockerbie. That's going to be strikeout number one in the ball game for Micah. And Doan kept on for the scoreboard here in inning number two. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Doan 1, Hastings nothing.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the Smith Complex here on 1230 KHAS. Doan out on top of Hastings 1-0 after the Tigers won the opener tonight by a score of 11-0. Other scores in the G-Pack after the first games tonight. Midland has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 8-4. Northwestern all over Morningside, first half of 2. Red Raiders 9 and the Mustangs 0. Dakota Wesleyan beat Dort today by a score of 12-6. Again, Doan winners over Hastings, 11-0 in the first game of two here this afternoon. Broncos now batting here in the bottom half of the second inning of play. This is going to be Jake Steets coming up there. We're going to have 4, 5, and 6 coming up here to face Kasperson in this second inning. Jake Steets, the second baseman, he lifts this ball straight up. It's going to be in shallow center field coming on. It's going to fall out there right in front of the right fielder and the center fielder. Alex Rivera and Arkfeld watches that one fall right in front of him. So that's going to be a base hit for Jake Steets. Ball was a mile high and it came down. They had Arkfeld and Rivera right around it along with Jed Durr, the second baseman. And it falls right in between all three of them out there in shallow center field. So a cheap base hit there, but Hastings will take anything they can get here. Jake Steets gets a single. That's the second hit of the ball game for the Broncos. That's going to bring up Drew Clark next. Clark is the first baseman here in game number two tonight. Steets will take his lead down there at first base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit to the shortstop. Smith grabs it, steps on the bag for one over to first base. That's going to be in time, a double play. Third double play turned by the Tigers here in the ball game tonight. Recorder two of them in the first game. So a 6-3 double play. Jake Smith makes a play on the ball there at shortstop for Doan. Erases our base runners. Two men out. Eric Antilla comes to the plate next. Antilla did not play in game number one. He's a designated hitter here in game number two. So Antilla comes to the plate. His batting average at .231 on the season. He's got three base hits and 13 trips to the plate. No home runs and no RBIs. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. That's going to be one ball and one strike. Antilla did have a pinch hit roll in the seventh inning in that first ball game. He did not play in the as a possession player. He did have a pinch hit roll and hit into a double play in the seventh inning. Two balls and one strike here now to Eric. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball from Kasperson. It stays down low for another ball. It's now three balls and one strike. If Antilla can get aboard, we'll see Tanner Campbell. Here comes the next pitch by Kasperson. Swing and a miss there by Antilla. Now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Antilla has not struck out so far this year, and he's got two base on balls. Next pitch is going to be tap foul, left-hand side. Trickles over here on the third base side in foul territory. Count remains at three balls and two strikes to Eric Antilla, who's the designated hitter in this ball game here tonight. Steve Sponberg down in the third base coaching box has been a lonely position for him here tonight. Hastings with only one base runner to third base tonight. In that first ball game, Blake Marquardt over there on the first base side. Three balls and two strikes now to Eric Antilla for Hastings. Kasperson looking in for the sign from Bedford. His pitch is on the way. A called third strike at the inside corner. And down Antilla goes. Second strike out of the ball game for Austin Kasperson. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third inning with a score Doan 1, Hastings College nothing.
Monday mornings have gone to the dogs.
And cats.
That's right. Every Monday morning here on 1230 KHAS, Mike Will and myself will be joined by Ann Halbert over at Start Over Rover to introduce you to a new friend that's up for adoption at the shelter.
Boy, this is a real cutie that just walked in the front door.
Find Start Over Rover at startoverrover.org or at their Facebook page.
They're just still looking at him here. He looks like a little teddy bear on his face.
It's the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week Show.
Proudly sponsored by TLC Vet Care.
Every Monday morning at 8:30 right here on 1230. KHAS.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College softball tonight. The Broncos out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 2-1. They're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Hastings won the first ball game there by the count of 6-2. That game going on here at the Smith Complex as well. We've got little kids softball. We've got baseball going on. It's a busy place today. Hastings trailing Doan 1-0 here. The second ball game of two here tonight. The Tigers going to send up numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order to face Michael Lockerbie here in this inning. That'll be Jake Smith, Jed Durr, and also Kevin Clausen. The first couple of pitches outside the strike zone here for the pitcher for Hastings, Michael Lockerbie, who has not seen a lot of time on the mound this year for the Broncos. He had thrown just 6 1/3 innings coming in here. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 3-0 the count. With three doubleheaders this week, Hastings basically down to their fifth and sixth pitchers here today, with 1 and 2 expected to throw tomorrow in an important series with the Concordia Bulldogs. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on Jake Smith, and the count is at 3-1. A.J. Fruchtel and also Christian Schneider expected to start the two ball games tomorrow for the Broncos. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. It's now 3-2. So Smith had 3 balls, and now he's seen 2 strikes across the plate here. Now he's looking at a full count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lead off this third inning tonight. Here at the Smith Complex, there's a bouncing ball towards second. Steets has got it. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. So Smith has retired into play from second to first. And that's going to bring up Jed Durr next. Durr is the second baseman for Doan. He's a 5'11" player out of Gretna High School. So Jed Durr, he'll come to the plate here in the left-hand batter's box as he'll bat. He had a couple of singles, had an RBI, scored 2 runs, and struck out once. Tries to lay down a bunt here. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. Nothing in one to Jed Durr. Number 9 hitter in the batting order here for the Tigers. Kevin Clausen will be up next, and then Ethan Schroeder. Bronco baseball here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is going to be lifted up. It's going to be in the outfield, shallow right field. Coming on is the right fielder for Hastings, Campbell, and he makes the catch. Tanner Campbell comes on and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Kevin Clausen next. Clausen, he grounded out to the first baseman back there in inning number 1. Clausen in the first ball game. Well, he was a tough out. He picked up 4 hits and 5 at-bats. Had a couple of RBIs and scored 2 runs. Now Kevin Clausen will come up here and will take his strike here. It's nothing and one to Clausen. He's playing out in left field here for the Tigers in game number 2. Started the day with a batting average of .333. Next pitch is a curveball that's going to miss inside. And the count is at 1-1. Hastings and Concordia tomorrow afternoon. We'll have the action again here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the Pepsi pregame show at 4:15. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And now Lockerbie is ahead of the count at 1-2. Tanner Santorelli behind the plate for Hastings here in the second ball game. McGee and Marquardt on the left side of the diamond, and you've got Steets and Clark over here on the right. Next pitch is going to be inside. In fact, it bounces to Santorelli, and the ball gets away. Out in the outfield, you've got Neal out in left field, Santos out in center, and Campbell out in right field. That's the Bronco defense here. The count is sitting at 2-2, and now the home plate umpire again is having a conversation with the base umpire to make sure they have the count right. 2-2 is the count with 2 men out here in the third inning of play as we roll the deuces. Michael Lockerbie again looking for the sign from Tanner Santorelli. Rocks and fires one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. Now the count is full again, 3-2. Doan's big inning in the first ball game was a 6-run third inning. Got ahead by the score of 9-0 and kind of coasted the rest of the way. Next pitch is going to be popped up. First baseman Clark calls for it and makes the catch. So Doan goes down in order here in this third inning of play. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Doan 1, Hastings College 0.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Play ball! Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. The second game of two here tonight between Doan and Hastings. Tigers winning the first ball game by a score of 11-0 here tonight. This is a nine-inning affair here in game number two. As we head to the bottom half of the third, Hastings will have the bottom third of the order coming up here. Tanner Campbell, Donato Santos, and also Tanner Santarelli. If one of those guys gets the board, we'll see Trenton Neal again. He's had a good twin bill so far. So here comes Kasperson back out now for Doan. He'll start this third inning of play as his first pitch is a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Liam Bedford is your catcher here tonight for Doan. Second pitch is going to be outside for another ball. It's now two balls and no strikes on Tanner Campbell. Campbell played in the first ball game tonight for Hastings. Had a couple of base hits. And drew a base on ball, so he was on base all three times. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, and it's 3-0 now. Left-handed hitting Tanner Campbell waiting on the next pitch. Here it comes from Kasperson. That's going to be down low for a ball. That previous one was a strike right at the knees, and now it's three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count here to Tanner Campbell as he waits on the pitch. Center fielder's Arkfeld pulled around a couple of steps out there to his left out as he looks in from the outfield. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen. It's now 3-2. And the winds have basically died down. We had winds gusting to about 20 miles per hour in the first ball game. They've basically subsided here for game number two and a very enjoyable night for college baseball here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be inside, nearly hit him. Walks him. Base on ball is given up there by Kasperson. That's going to be his first walk of the ball game. Trotting down to the bag at first base is going to be Tanner Campbell. And now Donato Santos comes to the plate next. For Hastings, he is a center fielder. Did not play in game number one here tonight. So Santos comes to the plate for the first time here this evening. His batting average is sitting at .211 on the season. 16 hits in 76 trips to the plate. They're over the first base. Campbell is back in there. Tanner Campbell stealing bases this year. He has not attempted one. Sneaks away from the bag right over there at first base now. Pretty good lead. Santos squares around the bunt, lays it on the first base side. Santos has got good speed. His throw over there is going to be in time as a pitcher. Kasperson comes over right toward the foul line. Underhands it to Matthews. I'll tell you what, Santos can pick him up and put him down. He's got some good speed and nearly beat out that bunt. But the sacrifice works as Santos lays down a bunt. He's retired in the play from pitcher to first. Tanner Campbell ends up at second base in the play. And now there's one man out. Hastings with a base runner in scoring position. Tanner Santarelli coming up there next. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be fouled away off of the catcher's mask back to the screen. Nothing and one. Hastings trying to break a 26-inning scoreless drought here in this inning with a man on in scoring position. They're trailing in the ball game here by a score of 1-0. The scoreless drought goes all the way back to the second ball game of the Nebraska Wesleyan doubleheader. Hastings did not score in the final inning there. And then were shut out a couple of times on Monday. They were shut out in the first ball game here. Here's a high flying ball. The second baseman goes back to grab it and he drops the ball out there. He was backpedaling and then kind of ran into the right fielder. That was Jed Durr who got together with Rivera, and he drops the ball out there. So everybody's going to be safe. Tanner Santarelli gets aboard on an error on Doan. And now the Broncos have base runners on at first and second base. And now Santarelli is going to be run for over there at first. So Hastings now with runners on at first and second base. There's one man out. Coming in to run at first base is going to be Ryan Valdez now for the Broncos. Valdez down there at first. At second base is going to be Tanner Campbell. And at the plate, Hastings has got the hot-hitting Trent Neal here. Neal has got a base hit so far in this ball game. He was 1-for-2 in game number one. Neal is the leading hitter in the ball club. Started the day with a batting average of .323. As he comes to the plate now with runners on at first and second base. And the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Sure, Hastings would like to push something across here. Just get off of this snide. Doan would not hold the base runner on over there at first base. Matthews will play behind the runner. That's Valdez. There's Kasperson's next pitch. Is going to be in there for a strike right at the knees on the outside corner. 1-1 now to Trenton Neal. Drew McGee would be next, and then Mitchell Marquardt. Hastings now working in the top third of the order here in the third inning of play. Sun continues to shine here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be outside, a fastball that misses. And the count is now at 2-1. Temp right at 70 degrees here tonight as we play after a monsoon moved to here last night. Some 3 inches of rain, but the field in good shape here tonight at Smith. Here comes a 2-1 pitch now from Kasperson. That ball is going to be hit to left field. Going over is going to be Klassen across the foul line, and he can't get there. So a long fly ball. It curves over into foul territory for a long strike. And now the count will be at 2-2. 2-2 the count here to Trenton Neal. There's one man out for Hastings in the third inning. Hastings trailing the 10th-ranked Doan College Tigers here in the second ball game by a score of 1-0. So the count is even at 2-2. Trenton Neal again will dig in from the right-hand side. Kasperson looks to Bedford for some advice here. Shakes off a couple of signs. Long, hard look. Now he's ready to go. Kasperson comes set on the mound, looks at the runner at second base, and now will step off of the rubber, and the runner at second goes back. That's Tanner Campbell for Hastings. So 2-2 the count, one man out. Trenton Neal looking for his 19th RBI of the 2014 season, and now a timeout's called. Bedford's going to go out and have a little conversation with Austin Kasperson. Bronco baseball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. So a couple of quick words there from Bedford, a little pat on the fanny, and back to the plate he comes. 2-2 now to Trenton Neal as he waits on this next pitch with one man out in the third. And here it comes from Kasperson. It's going to be fouled away again. Third base side, out of play. The count remains at 2-2. Hastings and Concordia tomorrow here on 1230 KHS. We'll get things started with the Pepsi pregame show at 4:15. 4:30 for the first pitch. Hastings and the Concordia Bulldogs tomorrow. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball toward first, fielded there by Matthews. That's going to be in foul territory. So a foul ball there sent to the first baseman, Dylan Matthews. So the count remains at 2-2. Runners will have to go back. Campbell goes back to second base. Valdez goes back to first base. Dylan Matthews, the first baseman for Doan, playing behind the runner down there at first. Valdez getting a good lead as he shields his eyes from the sun down there. 2-2 with one man out, and Trenton Neal, our left fielder, up to the plate here. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again. So Trenton Neal hanging tough in there with 2 strikes. He sends that one foul on the third base side out of play. So the count remains at 2-2. Doan 39-7 now in the season after their win in the opener. 17-0 in the conference, looking to wrap up the conference championship this week. Next pitch is hit back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit around the bag at third base. And coming home is going to be Tanner Campbell. Here comes the throw in. The tag, not in time. The Broncos score in this ballgame. They tie it up. Trent Neal gets an RBI single to center field. It was a good throw from the center fielder, Alex Arkfeld. The tag was applied by Bedford, but sliding under the tag and scoring there for Hastings was Tanner Campbell, and the Broncos come back to tie this ball game up. It is 1-1. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Valdez. Trent Neal gets the RBI single here for Hastings. And now the head coach for Doan, Jeremy Jorgensen, is going to come out to the pitcher's mound. That's the first run that Hastings has scored. Boy, 17 innings. They had it in there. It's 24, 25, 26. 26 innings. 26 innings and a third. They finally get on the scoreboard, and that draws a visit from the head coach of the Doan College Tigers, Jeremy Jorgensen. It's a 1-1 ball game as Hastings plates a run here in the third. Gasperson is going to stay out there as Jorgensen strolls back to the first base dugouts. Now Drew McGee is going to come to the plate next. The Broncos finally break through here. Maybe this will ignite them here for the rest of the ball game. We can have ourselves a competitive affair here after getting blown out in game number one, 11-0. 1-1 here. Gasperson now works from the stretch with runners on at first and second base. There's a high fly ball. Left field, moving over is the left fielder. And he's going to make the catch out there. That's Clausen. The runner's going to tag up at second base. He goes to third, and he is in there safely with a head first slide. So Drew McGee flies out to left field. Kevin Clausen grabs it out there. Tagging up at second base is Valdez. He moves over to third on the play. Head first slide down there by Valdez. And now Hastings will bring up Mitchell Marquardt to the plate next. Marquardt, he flew out to right field his first time up there. Broncos trying to grab a lead here in the ball game for the first time in a while. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings has been shut out three games in a row. That streak is going to be history now. We're tied up here at one run apiece as Mitchell Marquardt gets ready for the next pitch. That's going to be inside for a ball as he skips away from that one. And the count now in two balls and no strikes. Jake Steets would be next. The Tigers have not lost since way back in mid-March. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's up around the shoulders, and it's three balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count. Last time that Doan lost a baseball game was back on March the 21st when they lost to Bethesda University out of California on one of their spring road trips. Here comes the 3-0. That's going to be a strike. A strike delivered up there. Marquardt throws away the bat, anticipating the fourth ball, but it was not the case. A called strike there on Mitchell Marquardt, so it's now three balls and one strike. Marquardt now going to do a little dirt work on the right-hand side. Waits on the next pitch here from Austin Kasperson. Hastings with runners at the corners at first and third, and a fastball there and a swing and a miss. Kasperson throwing nothing but heat there. Three balls and two strikes now on Mitchell Marquardt. Jake Steets would be next here for Hastings. The Broncos trying to grab the lead here in this third inning. Kasperson working from the stretch. Matthews over at first base, holding the base runner on there. Here's the next pitch and a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. A strikeout for Kasperson. That's going to be his third of the ball game. But Hastings is on the scoreboard. Hastings scores one run on one base hit, one error on Doan, and two men left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 1-1.
Hi, I'm KHS Radio's Tyson Veronik, inviting you to join me for the Amprite Open House on Sports every Saturday morning at 10:06 in the Burlington Express Food Court at the Amprite North location. Every Saturday morning, we do a review and a preview of what is coming up in local and area high school sports. As we roll along into the spring sports season, we'll take you around the track, out on the links, onto the pitch, and even out to the diamond. Oh, and we'll be giving out some prizes along the way, too. So tune in to the Amprite Open House on Sports every Saturday morning at 10:06 right here on 1230 KHAS.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick two lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting Five for complete contest rules.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College leading Nebraska Wesleyan in softball action here tonight at the Smoot Complex, 2-1. They're now in the bottom of the fifth inning over there. We got the second game of our doubleheader. Hastings College now tied with Doan. It's 1-1 as the Tigers come to the plate here in the fourth inning of play. Ethan Schroeder is the guy that's going to lead things off here for the Tigers. Lockerbie comes back out here for Hastings College. And the first pitch from Lockerbie is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ethan Schroeder, he had a single and scored a run in the first inning of play for the Tigers. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low, and the ball gets away from Santarelli back to the screen. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. Schroeder started the day with a hefty batting average of .391. Grounded out in the first ball game at an RBI single. Was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Had a double, scored another run, and grounded out once. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 3 balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count here to Schroeder. Bedford would be next, and then Studer. Then we'll see Dylan Matthews if Doan can get anything going here in the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 in game number 2 tonight. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Schroeder taking all the way, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Doan dress in their orange uniforms here tonight, their orange tops, gray baseball pants. Hastings dress in their all whites here tonight with their crimson trim. Next pitch is going to be popped up to the outfield. Giving chase is going to be the center fielder, Santos. The right fielder, Campbell. It's over Campbell's head to the wall at 378 feet away. And in the third base with a triple is going to be Ethan Schroeder. So a hard hit ball to right center field. Santos and Campbell both gave chase, but that one falls right at the base of the wall out there at 374 feet away. It's picked up out there by Campbell, but in the meantime, Schroeder's all the way around to third base to lead off this fourth inning with a triple here for the Tigers. So Bedford comes to the place now. Liam Bedford, he's the catcher. He flew out to center field his last time up there. Bedford also played in game number 1. In fact, not a whole lot of changes from Doan from the first ball game to the second one. Bedford in the first ball game struck out once, reached on a fielder's choice, had a 3-run double in that big third inning when Doan scored 6 runs, grounded out once and struck out once. So Bedford comes up there now with a runner on at third base. The pitch is going to be outside. Good stop there by Santarelli behind the plate. And the count now is at 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here. The lights are on now here at the Smith Complex as the sun begins to set on a busy Thursday night here at the Smith Complex. Michael Lockerbie rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be popped up and it's going to get out of play. Foul territory. Straight back at us, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike now to Bedford. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away in the outfield. Santos pulled around maybe a couple of steps to his right out there. Here comes the next pitch by Lockerbie, a curveball. It's in there for a strike. Nice pitch there by Michael Lockerbie. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes now, and Liam Bedford for Doan. Bedford is a Australian. He's from Melbourne, Australia, 5'11", playing here in Crete, Nebraska. There's a hard hit ball to center field going back as Santos, and he makes the catch toward the wall. And coming in to score from third base, tagging up on the play, is going to be Schroeder. So Bedford gives that baby a ride as Donato Santos grabs the ball out there in center field, tagging up from third base and scoring is going to be Schroeder. So it's now a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Now there's one man out here in the fourth inning of play as Nick Studer comes to the plate next. Studer is a designated hitter here in this ball game. He had a ball in the right field for a single. He was trying to stress the hit to a double and was caught there. As Tanner Campbell threw a perfect strike to the second baseman for Hastings, Jake Steets, to nail him at the bag at second. So Studer back up there for the second time here. There's a curve ball by Michael Lockerby. It's going to miss inside. And the count now with one ball and one strike. Studer is officially the designated hitter here in this ball game. He was behind the plate as the catcher in game number one. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike. Studer in that first ball game had an RBI single, had a base on ball, scored a run, grounded out once, and he lined out to the shortstop. Lockerbie's next pitch is going to be popped up again. Going to stay in the infield. Calling for it is your shortstop, Mark Warden. He's going to make the catch. So Studer is going to fly out to the shortstop in Mitch Marquardt. Dylan Matthews coming up there next. He is the first baseman. Matthews, he lined out to his second baseman back there in inning number two. Matthews had a couple of base hits in game number one tonight, including an RBI single in the sixth inning. He takes a look at a pitch there from Lockerby. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Doan scores 11 runs in that first ball game on 16 base hits. They committed a couple of errors. Hastings had no runs and six hits. They committed two errors. Winning pitcher in the first ball game was Nathan Roth. He's now 6-2. Andrew Kuda, the loser, he's now 1-3. Here's the next pitch by Lockerby. It's going to be down low outside the strike zone, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. This is Dylan Matthews up there for Doan. 2-1 the count to him. Matthews started the day with a batting average of .364. Winning on the pitch. Lockerby in his full windup. There's a bouncing ball toward first. Fielded there by Clark. Fair territory. Goes over and taps the bag, and the inning is over. Matthews will ground out to the first baseman, Drew Clark. But Doan scores one run on one hit. That triple by Ethan Schroeder. No errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Doan 2, Hastings College 1.
It's wine and food.
And all that jazz at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Exposition Building, Friday and Saturday, May 9th and 10th.
The Nebraska Wine and Jazz Festival showcases outstanding Nebraska jazz musicians.
Tasting from 14 vineyards and 3 microbrews. Purchase your favorite wine and accessories at the wine store.
And enjoy delicious food from local restaurants.
The first 3,000 attendees receive a keepsake souvenir glass.
Buy advance tickets and get festival details at wineandjazzfest.org.
Nebraska Wine and Jazz Festival tickets are also available at the door. $25 per person or $40 for both days.
You must be 21 years of age or older to attend.
At the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Exposition Building, Friday and Saturday, May 9th and 10th.
1230 KHAS.
Major League Baseball earlier today. The Kansas City Royals played a late morning, early afternoon game today in Cleveland, and the Indians beat the Royals by the score of 5-1. Bruce Chinn was the losing pitcher for Kansas City today. So Hastings College coming to bat here in the fourth inning. They're trailing Doan by a score of 2-1. Jake Steets, Drew Clark, and Eric Antilla, the scheduled hitters here, 4, 5, and 6. For Hastings College in this fourth inning, to face Austin Kasperson. A pitch in there for a strike, 1-1 the count now, and Jake Steets. Steets had a single back there in inning number two. Here comes the next pitch by Kasperson. He goes after a bad one there and a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes now to Jake Steets. Got some games in progress in Major League Baseball. We'll try to keep you up to date on that action throughout the night tonight. There's a tapper out in front of the plate, down to the third baseline, grabbed there by the catcher, and he goes to first. That's going to be in time. That was a great play by Bedford coming out from behind the plate. The ball was about 20, 25 feet down the line in right on the third baseline. Bedford goes out and grabs it and then gets it quickly over to Matthews to record the out over there at first base. Nice play there by Bedford, the catcher. 2-3 officially as Drew Clark comes up there next. Clark getting into a double play his last time up there back in the second inning. The number 5 hitter in the batting order for the Broncos. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Baltimore is leading Toronto in the American League. Top of the 7th inning. It is 5-3 in Major League Baseball tonight. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 1-1 the count. The Yankees out on top of the Boston Red Sox. 7-2. They're in the top of the 5th inning. Top of the 3rd is Oakland 3 and Houston 1. Here's the next pitch swung on and missed there by Drew Clark. And the count goes the 1-2. We told you Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-1. Detroit over Chicago 7-4 in the American League. Minnesota beat Tampa Bay by a score of 9-7. Next pitch will be fouled away on the third base side. And the count remains at 1-2. National League stuff, we see the San Diego Padres out on top of Washington 3-2. They're in the top half of the 7th inning. Kasperson's next pitch, a called strike in the outside corner. He strikes him out. A called third strike. That's the 4th strike out of the ball game for Austin Kasperson. Now there's 2 men out here in the 4th inning of play for Hastings. And Eric Antilla comes up there next. Final score in the National League today. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 2-1. The Mets over St. Louis by the score of 4-1. Arizona beat the Chicago Cubs 5-2. High fly ball again in the outfield. Going over is a center fielder, Arkfeld, and he grabs the ball for the outs. So the Broncos 3-up, 3-down here in the 4th inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the 5th inning with a score, Doan 2, Hastings College 1.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
2-1, the Doan College Tigers with a lead over Hastings as we move to the 5th inning of play. Putting a capper on the Major League scoreboard here tonight. One other game in the National League that will get started a bit later on. Philadelphia playing out west against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hastings dropping the first ball game here to Doan by the score of 11-0. A little bit more competitive of contest here in the second half of the twin bill. 2-1 is the score as the Tigers come back up here in the 5th. They face Michael Lockerbie, who's went all the way for Hastings so far. This is going to be a pinch hitter in there now for the Tigers. It's going to be Bryce Rolick who comes out here now. Batting in the number 10 position. So Bryce Rolick is out there now for Doan. He will bat for the first time here tonight. Rolick has a batting average of .391 on the season. He's got 9 base hits and 23 trips to the plate. So Rolick is out here. He'll bat in inning number 5 here for the Tigers. And the count is even to him at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rolick batting in place of Andres Rivera, a right fielder. So we'll see if he's going to enter the ball game here following this inning. Rolick is up there as he waits on the pitch from Lockerbie. It's going to be down low for a ball. 3-2 the count. Rolick has got 1 strikeout and 1 walk so far on the season. 9 out of 23 from the plate. A couple of doubles to his credit. 3 RBIs. 11 total bases. Waiting on the pitch here. It's a 3-2 count. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, and it just misses. He draws a walk as he heads down to first base. So Lockerbie walks him here in the fifth to give him a base runner. That is the first walk of the ball game by Lockerbie. Lockerbie has struck out one down. He has walked one. So that's going to bring up Alex Arkfeld next. Arkfeld is the center fielder. He struck out his last time up there in inning number two. Squares around the bunt. Pulls the ball back, or pulls the bat back, and then swings away. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to be caught here by the catcher, Santarelli. So Arkfeld squares around the bunt way before Lockerbie is ready to deliver the ball to the plate. Then pulls it back at the last second, takes a whack at that one, and pops it up behind the plate where Tanner Santarelli grabs the ball. So Arkfeld fouls out to the catcher for the first out of this fifth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Jake Smith next. Here's a shortstop for Doan. Smith grounded out to the second baseman his first time up here in this ballgame. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Rolick. And the pitch comes inside. It's going to be a fastball that just misses on Jake Smith. 1-0 the count. Jed Durr would be next. 2-1 is the score. Doan has got the lead over Hastings. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex in the second half of the twin bill. There's a quick throw over the first base. Not in time as Rolick is back in there for Doan. Stealing bases. Bryce is 0 out of 1 statistically this year as he inches away from the bag again over there at first base. Lockerbie looks that way. Now offers one to the plate. The ball is going to be hit to left field. That's a base hit. Trenton Neal is going to pick it up on the roll out there in left field for Hastings. So another base hit for the Tigers. That means Rolick along to second base in the play. Jake Smith gets a single here in the fifth inning. And that's going to bring up the number 9 hitter now in the batting order. That's Jed Durr. Durr flew out to right field his first time up there. Durr started the day with a batting average of .239. He had a couple of singles in the first ball game tonight. Had an RBI. Scored a couple of runs. Also struck out once. So Jed Durr playing both ends of the doubleheader here. Playing at second base here tonight in both ball games so far. Here comes the pitch to him. He lays down a bunt. Third base side. Fielded there by McGee. Goes to first base. That's going to be in time. That's the second out. But runners advance to second and third. Jed Durr is thrown out of the play. Third to first. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Rolick. Moving over to second base is going to be Jake Smith. Now up to the plate for Doan is going to be Kevin Clausen. He is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Clausen flew out to first base and he grounded out to first base. He has two plate appearances here in the ninth cap of this doubleheader. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be inside and it hits him. He just stood there. Kevin Clausen just stood there and got beaned by the ball here. That loads up the bases. So Kevin Clausen gets beaned by a pitch. Now that brings up Ethan Schroeder next. So Clausen gets hit by a pitch. That's the fifth time that he's been hit by a pitch here in this ball game. And now popping out of the dugout for Hastings is going to be head coach Steve Sponberg. There's two men out here in this inning. Bases are now loaded for the Tigers. And the Broncos are going to discuss how they want to play this here as they get ready to pitch to Ethan Schroeder. Schroeder had a triple his last time up there and then came around to score on a sacrifice fly by Benford to make it a 2-1 ball game. Schroeder has scored both of the runs for the Tigers here in this second half of the doubleheader. He had a single back there in the first inning and came around to score. And he had that triple to lead off the fourth. Home plate umpire goes out to break up the conference. Sponberg is on his way back to the third base dugouts. So they're going to pitch here to Ethan Schroeder. Bases are juiced now here in this fifth inning. Doan out on top by a score of 2-1. Broncos trying to cut down any further scoring here by the Tigers here in this inning. So Schroeder comes to the plate, right-handed hitter. Working against Michael Lockerbie for Hastings College. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. He's going to have to come home now. There's no place to put Ethan Schroeder here in the fifth inning. Bases are loaded up here. One ball and no strikes now to Schroeder. Lockerbie working from the stretch with the bases juiced up. Lockerbie looks, fires one to the plate. There's a ground ball. Marquardt at shortstop goes to second base. And Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done. They get the force out at second base on Kevin Clausen, and the inning is over for Doan. They score no runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings, and three men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score. Doan 2, Hastings College 1.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Softball action tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan has scored. It's now 2-2. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings. They are in the bottom half of the seventh inning in the field just behind us. So Hastings College softball, after winning the first ball game tonight, 6-2 over the Prairie Wolves. They're a dogfight here in game number two. It's 2-2 as they head to the bottom of the seventh inning here tonight. 2-1 is our score here in baseball. Hastings is trailing the Doan College Tigers as the Broncos will bat here in the fifth inning. Tanner Campbell is up to the plate, first of all, for Hastings. Tanner Campbell, then we'll see Santos and Santarelli in the baseball game here in this fifth inning of play. Kasperson is still out there for the Doan College Tigers. And there's a pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now on Tanner Campbell here in the fifth. So Hastings scored a run finally in the third inning. Breaks a 26-inning scoreless drought. And the Broncos right in this ball game here tonight against the conference leaders, the Doan College Tigers tonight. The team is looking for their 40th win of the season here in this contest tonight. Three balls and one strike is the count. There's a fastball. It's going to be in there on the inside corner for a strike. It's now 3-2. Tanner Campbell, Santos, and then Santarelli, and then we'll see the top of the order. And Trenton Neal is the Broncos trying to get back into the ball game. They get their base runner aboard here to begin the fifth. There's a walk given up by Kasperson as the next pitch was outside, up high. So a walk given up there. That's the second walk of the ball game by Austin Kasperson of the Tigers. Donato Santos coming to the plate next for Hastings. He laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number three. Nearly bit out the throw to first base. So Santos comes to the plate next. Squares around the bunt again. Lays it down a little bit too hard. Kasperson grabs it. The pitcher goes to second for one, and they can't get the double play. It's a nice hard slide there by Tanner Campbell at second base. So Santos gets aboard on the fielder's choice that time. The bunt was laid down, but a little bit too hard as Kasperson grabs that one on the mound and goes to second base for the easy out down there. On the sliding Tanner Campbell, so now there's one man out here in the fifth inning. And now Santos with some blazing speed down there at first base for Hastings. He'll take his lead down there. Here's Tanner Santarelli coming to the plate next for the Broncos. Santarelli, he reached on an error back there. In the third inning of play, there's a ball that's going to be fielded by the shortstop. He goes to second for one, and the throw is way over the head to first base. Going to second base, and a throw down there. He gets away from the second baseman, and he's going to be safe down there. So the shortstop, he makes a great play on the ball. That's a Jake Smith who catches the force out on Santos at second base for one out. But then the relay throw from Jed Durr over the first baseman, Dylan Matthews, was way over the head of Matthews. Taking second base on the play is going to be Santorelli. And now coming to the plate next is going to be Trenton Neal. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the Tigers. That's going to be their second error of this ball game. So a base runner is at second base, but now Hastings has got two men out here in this inning. As Trenton Neal comes to the plate next, he's the left fielder. Neal, he had an RBI single back there in the third. Also had a single back there in the first inning of play. So he's two for two here in this ball game. Here's the next pitch by Kasperson. It's going to be outside for a ball. The count goes to two balls and no strikes. Ethan Schroeder is your third baseman tonight for the Tigers, and Jake Smith is at shortstop. Jed Durr is at second base, and Dylan Matthews is at first base. Claussen, Arkfeld, and Rivera out of the outfield now for the Tigers. Here's the next pitch by Kasperson, a bouncing ball toward first, and it's going to be in foul territory. And the count goes to two balls at one strike here to Trenton Neal. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Trailing this ball game on a score of 2-1. Kasperson again looks in for a sign from Benford. Comes center of the mound, looks towards second base, offers one of the plates, swung on and missed. A fastball there that Neal could not get around on. And now two balls, two strikes, two outs. Outfield will play him pretty much straight away out there. Kasperson trying to get back to the dugout here. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Next pitch is going to be hit right by the shortstop into left field. Smith cannot control it around the back at third. Coming home, here comes the second run of the ball game for Hastings. Head first slide, a throw down to second base. They got him down there. Trent Neal trying to stretch that baby to a double, and they catch him down there as the throw came in. Hastings does score a run, though. As they come all the way around from second base to score, Trent Neal gets a single. He tries to stretch it to a double, and they throw him out down there at second base. And that is the inning for the Broncos. But we're tied up now after five innings. It's Hastings 2 and Doan 2.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick two lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex here tonight, Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball on 1230 KHAS. Doan 2, Hastings College 2. As we enter the sixth inning of play, this is Bedford coming out now. I am Bedford for the Tigers. He's the catcher. Back out there throwing for Hastings College is going to be Michael Lockerby as he's now gotten into the sixth inning of play. Doan scored a run in the first inning and one in the fourth. Hastings has scored a run in the third and a run in the fifth. And we are tied up now with two runs apiece here in the sixth inning. Benford so far tonight has flown out to center field, and he's had a sacrifice fly to center field. There's a fly ball toward left, and the ball is grabbed out there by Trenton Neal. So Hastings playing much better here, a little bit more competitive than game number one. Benford flies out to left field for the first out of the stanza, and now Nick Studer comes to the plate next. Doan won the first ball game tonight by a score of 11-0. The Tigers hammered out 16 base hits in that ball game, including six runs and five hits in the third inning alone. Doan had a 9-0 lead over Hastings after three innings. There's a pitch to the plate, and Studer is way out in front of that one in a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Nick Studer. Dylan Matthews is next for Doan. Now Tanner Santorelli goes out and has a couple of words here with his pitcher for Hastings, Michael Lockerby. It has went all the way here for the Broncos here in this ball game. Lockerby, a 6'4", 245-pound sophomore out of Elizabeth, Colorado. Back into the right-hand batter's box is going to be Studer. And here comes the pitch from Lockerby. That ball is going to be popped up as well. It's going to be in shallow left field. Coming on is going to be Santos, the center fielder, and he makes the catch. So Studer flies out to the center fielder, Donato Santos for Hastings. Two up, two down here for the Tigers. That's going to bring up Dylan Matthews next. Doan went down in order back there in inning number three. Other than that, they've had a base runner in each inning so far as we have reached the sixth inning now. Matthews will bat from the left-hand side as he waits on this next pitch from Michael Lockerby. And again, it's going to be Santorelli going out to have a couple of words with the pitcher Lockerby. Bronco Baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Matthews waiting on the pitch. Two men out here in the sixth inning. That ball is going to be hit toward right center field. It's a long one going back, and that one is going to be up against the wall at 374 feet away around the bag at second, digging for three, and now he stops, and they get the ball back to second base. But just getting back in there was Matthews. Had second thoughts there. He was around the bag at second, was on his way to third base, put on the brakes, and went back to second. So a long ball there driven to right center field. He gets a double out of the thing. Dylan Matthews into the bag is second. That's going to bring up Rolick next. So Rolick, the right fielder, is in there now for Doan. Bryce Rolick, as he comes to the plate for the second time tonight, here in the fifth inning. So base runner is on at second base now for Doan. Here comes the pitch by Lockerby. Rolick reaches out that one and fouls away on the first base side. Nothing and one now to Bryce Rolick. Again, he started the day. A batting average here for Doan at 222. Check that, 391 for Rolick. Reached on a base on balls his last time up there. There's a ground ball to the right side. That sneaks through there for a base hit. In the right field, here comes the runner around third. The throw comes in there. Santorelli grabs it. A run is going to come in and score. And moving into second base with a double is going to be Bryce Rolick. So he drives one home here, and Doan has now got the lead 3-2 over Hastings. That ball hit right between the first and second baseman, right between Clark and Steets. Picked up out there by Tanner Campbell for Hastings. The throw came in. He got it to the plate. But it was on the third base side of the plate, and no tag was made there by Santorelli, and he scores easily. It's a 3-2 ball game now in favor of the Tigers. Rolick drives one home here in the sixth inning. Here comes Arkfeld to the plate next. Alex Arkfeld comes up there for Doan. Right-handed hitter working against the right-handed thrower and Lockerby for Hastings. The pitch is going to be down low and a little bit outside. 1-0 the count. Arkfeld has struck out once and he's popped one back to the catcher. He's 0-2 so far in this ball game. Arkfeld in the first contest was 2 out of 4. Had a couple of singles, scored a run, grounded out twice. Base runner's on at second. That's Bryce Rolick. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. And the count now is at 1-1. Hastings in Concordia tomorrow. A berth in the postseason tournament could be on the line tomorrow for the Broncos. Airtime will be at 4:15 for the Pepsi pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Next pitch is going to be hit toward left center field. That's going to be over the head of everybody. One run is going to come in to score. And that one right up against the wall again at 374 feet away. And Arkfeld pulls up at second base with another double. So back-to-back RBI doubles here for the Tigers. The last two balls have been hit extremely hard to right center and that one to left center field. Just a couple of feet away from maybe getting out of the joint here. So another RBI double by the Doan College Tigers. has scored two runs now here in the sixth inning of play. Doan has now got the lead over Hastings by the score of 4-2 as Santorelli comes out. And here comes head coach Steve Sponberg out of the third base dugout. That's probably going to be all she wrote here for Michael Lockerbie. As we mentioned, the last two balls have been hit extremely hard by the Tigers, one to right center and one to left center. They've scored a couple of runs here in this sixth inning of play. And now the coach is asking for the ball, and that's going to be all she wrote for Michael Lockerbie as he's going to be done. We got a pitching change in store here for Hastings College as the Broncos have fallen behind. We're in the sixth inning. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 2.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires, too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Addison Ives is going to be your next pitcher for Hastings. Ives, a 5'9", 155-pounder, a senior out of Littleton, Colorado. So Michael Lockerbie is going to go 5 2/3 innings officially tonight. So far, he's given up the 4 runs, 8 base hits, 1 strikeout, and only 1 walk in the ball game here tonight. Base runner at second base is Arkfeld. He'll be charged his statistics if he gets home. There's 2 men out for Doan here in this sixth inning of play. The Tigers have scored 2 runs here in the inning. Now they now lead Hastings by the score of 4-2. As Addison Ives comes on now to try to shut the door for Hastings, another right-handed thrower here for the Broncos. So Arkfeld is on at second base. This is Jake Smith to the plate here. And the first pitch to him, he's going to foul it away on the third base side, nothing and one. Addison Ives is thrown just 9 1/3 innings for Hastings this year. No wins, no losses, no saves. ERA is sitting at 7.45. Out of the 9 2/3, he's given up 13 hits and 8 runs. 8 of those have been earned. 7 base on balls, 5 strikeouts. Team's batting .351 against him. The pitch from Addison Ives is going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and 2 to Jake Smith. So Lockerbie, what's a good solid start here for head coach Steve Sponberg as he takes the team into the sixth inning. Runs out of gas after 5 2/3 after some hard hit balls. In fact, 3 doubles in a row for the Tigers here in this inning. There's a bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. God remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Jake Smith is the number 8 hitter in the batting order here. Jed Durr is coming up next, and then we'll see the top of the order in Kevin Clausen. If the Tigers can keep things rolling along here. They've reclaimed the lead. Is now a 4-2 ball game over Hastings in game 2 of our doubleheader tonight. Ives looks towards second base. Here's the next pitch. Popped up. It's going to be towards center field. Santos settles under it, and he makes the catch. That is the third out of the inning, and the inning is over for the Tigers. But Doan scores 2 runs in the inning on 3 doubles. No errors on Hastings. 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning now with a score of the Tigers 4, the Broncos 2.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. It's by far our biggest sale of the year. This Saturday, for one day only, come into Complete Nutrition and receive 30 to 50% off the entire store. That's right, 30 to 50% off the entire store. If you've been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building lean muscle, this Saturday is the time to buy. Save 30 to 50% on our most popular weight loss products like Refirm Now, ManCore, and CTS. All of our sports nutrition supplements like Alpha Stack and protein powders will be priced to move. The first 50 people in the door get a free Complete Nutrition t-shirt. Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. For one day only, save 30 to 50% this Saturday at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
And the other scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight in the first games of doubleheaders. Midland beat Nebraska Wesleyan 8-4. Doan with an 11-0 win over Hastings in the opener tonight. Northwestern shut out Morningside 9-0. And it was Dakota Wesleyan beating Dort by a score of 12-6. That on college baseball action. Here comes Hastings up to the plate now here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. It'll be McGee, Marquardt, and Steets. Kasperson stays out there for the Doan College Tigers. Hastings so far with two runs and four base hits here in the ballgame. Kasperson has struck out four guys. As he gets Drew McGee to foul away this first pitch, no balls and one strike. Only one base on balls. Check that, two base on balls for Kasperson so far here in this ballgame. Roxon fires as a pop fly out to center field. Coming on is going to be a center fielder. Going out is going to be the shortstop, and he dropped the ball out there again. That's Jake Smith. He goes out to shortstop. Coming on was a center fielder, Arkfeld, and that's going to be an error chalked up there on the shortstop, Jake Smith, as he drops the ball out there to the turf. So Drew McGee gets aboard here. That's the third error of the ball game for the Tigers. Opens the door here for the Broncos as they get a base runner to lead off the sixth inning. Mitchell Marquardt comes to the plate next. Marquardt has struck out once. He's rolling out to right field. So he's 0-2 here in this ball game. And now the catcher, Bedford, goes out to have a couple of words with Kasperson on the mound. Tomorrow's Hastings and Concordia right back here at the Smith Complex. Airtime will be at 4:15 with a Pepsi pregame show. 4:30 will be the first pitch. The Broncos and the Bulldogs, that's the final regular season doubleheader tomorrow afternoon. So here comes Marquardt. He digs back in on the right-hand side with a runner on at first base. That's McGee. Takes a good lead down there. Matthews will hold him on. There's a pitch to the plate by Kasperson. He's going to be in there for his strike. Nothing at one. And Hastings not a real base-stealing threat here as a team. Only 14 out of 18 swiping bases this year. McGee, he has not attempted one. A good lead down there right now at first base. Kasperson looks that way. Marquardt squares around the bunt. Kasperson grabs the ball, looks at second, throws to second, and his throw is going to be wide of the target, but he keeps his foot on the bag, and he is ruled out down there at second base. And Steve Sponberg is going to have a word or two down there at second base. The base umpire rules him out down there. Still on the bag at second is Drew McGee. Sponberg is now talking with the base umpire down there. The throw from Kasperson was to the first base side of second. A good play down there by the shortstop Smith, who was covering the bag, who kept his foot on there long enough. They rule him out down there. So Drew McGee is out at the second base. Marquardt's going to get aboard here with the fielder's choice, but McGee is throwing out at second base. So now there's one out here in the sixth inning of play. It was a short conversation between the coach and the base umpire, so everything must be hunky-dory down there, and he heads back to the third base coaching box down there. Here's Jake Steets up to the plate next. He takes a strike on the inside corner, nothing and one. 4-2 is the score. The 10th-ranked Tigers of Doan, they've got the lead over Hastings College here tonight in the second half of the doubleheader. Steets waiting on the next pitch. Kasperson working from the stretch with the base runner on at first. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Kasperson has thrown three complete games so far this year for the Tigers, so he's used to going late in innings. Here comes the next pitch to him. He's going to be swung on and missed. Jake Steets now behind in the count of one ball and two strikes. One man out here in the sixth inning of play. Drew Clark will follow him, then Eric Antilla. Hastings has scored two runs here in this second ball game, but they're still trailing the Tigers by a score of 4-2. Kasperson working from the stretch. Base runner on at first base. There's a tapper down the third baseline. It's going to be in foul territory. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. Hastings College softball team, they beat Nebraska Wesleyan in the first game of two tonight, 6-2. Second game was tied up at two runs apiece. They were in the bottom of the seventh inning. Steets now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes here. With one bat out, next pitch by Kasperson, swung on, and it's going to get through there for a base hit on the left side of the diamond out to left field. Clausen picks that baby up, and Hastings now with runners on at first and second base. That one right between Schroeder, the third baseman, and the shortstop, Jake Smith. Hastings gets another base hit here. Runners are now on at first and second base. Steets is on at first. Mark Ward is along at second base. Drew Clark comes to the plate next. Clarkie hit into a double play back there in the second inning and struck out in the fourth. So he's 0 for 2 so far tonight. And now the head coach for Doan, Jeremy Jorgensen, is going to work his way out of the first base dugout. Have a couple of words here with Kasperson. I don't see anybody up and throwing yet with the Tigers. Or actually, they got somebody down there throwing now in the bullpen on the right field side. Kasperson here in the sixth inning of play. Allows a base hit here to Jake Steets, and now Broncos have runners on at first and second base. In a 4-2 ball game is Jorgensen, Kasperson, and the catcher Bedford all having a conversation, and now the home plate umpire, he's on his way out to the pitcher's mound and trying to break up this short conference here tonight. Bronco baseball coming your way on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastingslink.com. Well, the home plate umpire trying to break up the conference. Jeremy Jorgensen continues to talk with his pitcher, and now finally they break things up. Jorgensen on his way back to the first base dugout. Kasperson stays in there. One man out for the Broncos here in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight between Hastings and the Tigers. Drew Clark is at the plate here for Hastings. And a pitch thrown there by Kasperson is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And Clark hit into a double play, and he has struck out so far here in this ball game. Clark is waiting in the left-hand batter's box with a club in hand. Pops up this next pitch. Left side of the diamond. Who's going to call for it? The third baseman. He's going to do it. And Schroeder drops the ball and then gets it to third base. Infield fly rule was called there. Clark is out on the play, although Schroeder drops the ball there. It's at third base. There's two men out now in the inning. Either that or he caught it for long enough. Officials ruled him out. Coming to the plate next is going to be Eric Antilla. Antilla comes to the plate, and there's a strike delivered up there. No balls and one strike to Eric Antilla. He has struck out once, and he's flown out to center field. So base runners are still on at first and second base. Jake Steets is on at first. Mitchell Marquardt is over there at second base as Eric Antilla is at the plate. Next pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Antilla. Tanner Campbell would be next, and we'll see Santos. Hastings trying to get back into the ball game here. 4-2 is the score in the sixth inning of play. Tigers have not lost in the conference so far this year. They are 17-0. Here comes the next pitch here from Kasperson. It's a swung on and missed by Antilla. Quick throw down to second base. Back in there is going to be Mitchell Marquardt. Antilla now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes. Hastings with an opportunity here to add to their run total. With the runners on at first and second base. And Till is 0 for 2 so far tonight. He also hit into a double play in the first ball game, so he's 0 for his last three here at the Smith Complex against the Doan College Tigers. Kasperson looks in again for the sign from Bedford behind the plate. Long, hard look this time. Runners taking their leads respectively at first and second. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. Bedford sets up on the outside portion of the plate. That's where Kasperson threw it. Trying to get Antilla to chase after a bad one there, but he keeps the bat on the shoulder. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. With two men out here in the sixth inning of play, next pitch is swung on, and it's going to be hit to the center field. It's going to be in there for a base hit. Arkfeld picks it up. The runner comes around to bag at third. Here comes the throw in, and it's not going to be in time as the ball gets away from Bedford, and Hastings plates a run here. Antilla with an RBI single here in the sixth inning of play. It brings around the Marquardt all the way from second base. The throw came in for the center fielder Arkfeld. It was on the money, but the catcher, Bedford, kind of drops the ball. I don't think it would have been in time anyways. Marquardt scores there. Now Jorgensen comes out, and that's going to be all she wrote here for Kasperson, as he's going to be done here in the sixth inning of play as the Broncos have cut the lead to 4-3. We've got a pitching change coming up here for Doan. We're in the sixth inning of play with two men out. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 3.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
So Jacob McCord is going to be your next pitcher for Doan as he comes out here in the sixth inning of play. Jacob McCord, his record is sitting at 3 wins and 1 loss on the season. 1.84 is his earned run average. He has thrown 29 and a third innings. He has given up 28 hits, 13 runs. 6 of those have been earned. 15 base on balls, 30 strikeouts. Teams are batting just .239 against him. So it's now a 4-3 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Kasperson, he goes 5 2/3. Gives up the 3 runs so far. 6 base hits, 4 strikeouts, and 2 walks. So this is McLeod coming up there next. Hastings College knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan in softball 3-2. Broncos getting a run in the bottom half of the seventh inning to win that ball game, so they sweep Nebraska Wesleyan tonight 6-2 and 3-2. Hastings wins a couple of ball games. They're now 11-5 in the conference, 22-17 overall. This is Tanner Campbell. Up to the plate here for Hastings. There's a bouncing ball on the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. And stopping at third base, making a big turn down there, but going back there at third base. So Tanner Campbell gets aboard here. He gets a single to right field. Antilla is at second base. Jake Steets, he made the big turn at third. Had notions of maybe coming home, but he changes his mind and puts on the brakes and dives back in there at third base. So a base hit here by Tanner Campbell, and now the Broncos have the bases loaded here in the sixth. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-3. Donato Santos comes to the plate next for Hastings. He is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Santos will take a look at the pitch up high here for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes. It's a 4-3 ball game. The 10th ranked Tigers of Doan. They've got the lead over Hastings by a run, but the Broncos are threatening here. In the bottom half of the sixth inning, this one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch by Santos, or two Santos, is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Santos did not play in game number 1 here tonight. playing out in the center field here in game number two. His season batting average is sitting at .211. And a big spot right here with the bases loaded and two men out. There's a swing and a miss. He's now behind in the count of 1-2. Santos has got 4 RBIs so far this year. He's got 16 base hits, including 2 triples. A nice spot for that right here. McLeod is your new pitcher for Doan, throwing here in the sixth inning, and now a timeout is called. Just as McLeod was in his windup, a timeout is called. As McLeod will have to reset here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, hit toward the center field. Arkfeld moves to his right, and he's going to grab it, and the inning is over. Santos flies out to center field here tonight. That ends the inning, but Hastings scores 1 run here in the inning. 1 run on 3 base hits. 1 error on Doan, and 3 men left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score, Doan 4, Hastings College 3.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick 2 lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here for you tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We head to inning number 7 here tonight in the stretch run. Second half of the doubleheader. This one's scheduled for 9 in the second half of the twin bill here tonight. We got Jed Durr coming to the plate. Number 9 here in the batting order for Doan. Then we'll see Kevin Clausen, Ethan Schroeder. And then we'll see Benford, if any of those guys can get aboard. Addison Ives is your pitcher here for Hastings College. Ives comes on in replace of Michael Lockerbie. And the first pitch of the play is going to be in there for a strike. Ives working for the stretch, although he's got nobody on the base pads right now, just used to that as a relief pitcher. Next pitch can be popped up toward the screen. Santarelli comes back to try to grab it, and he can't get there as it's just over the screen back behind the plate. So the count here is going to be 0-1 on Jed Durr. Durr is 0-2 so far in this ball game. He flew out to right field, and he is grounded out once in the ball game here tonight in game number 2. Durr in the first ball game had a couple of singles, scored a couple of runs, had an RBI. And also struck out once. 0-2 officially on Jed Durr, the second baseman for Doan. His eyes will look in for the count here, and his signals from Tanner Santarelli. There's the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball, 1-2. 1-2 to Jed Durr, who started the day with a batting average of .239. Broncos will play him pretty much straight away in the field here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Ives. That ball is going to be fouled on the first base side. Assistant coach Blake Marquardt trying to make an acrobatic catch down there in the first base box, coaching box. 1-2 is the count here on Jed Durr. Santarelli behind the plate. McGee, Marquardt, third base and shortstop respectively. Steets is over at second base and Drew Clark is at first. The Broncos defense, you got Neal, Santos, and Campbell out in the outfield from left to right. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. Has now 2-2. Hastings trying to scratch their way into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. It gets underway next Thursday up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. has 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Big doubleheader with the Concordia Bulldogs tomorrow afternoon. 4:15 for the pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show. 4:30 for the first pitch between Hastings and Concordia. Addison Eyes working from the stretch. Here comes the 3-2. This is going to be a bouncing ball towards short. Marquardt charges, grabs it, goes to first in time. Jed Durr is retired in the play from short to first. And that's going to bring up Kevin Clausen next. Clausen started the day with a batting average of .333. 3 singles in the first game, grounded out once and had a RBI double, so he had 4 base hits in the opener. Lawson is still hitless here in game number 2. He's grounded out once, he's popped one back to the first baseman, and he's been hit by a pitch. So Kevin Clausen up there now. Or check that, we're going to have a new guy coming out there now for Doan. This is going to be Tyler Wilson. So Tyler Wilson's going to come to the plate now here in the 7th inning. Wilson got in late in the first ball game as well. In fact, he had a RBI double in the 7th inning of play in game number 1. So Tyler Wilson now coming to the plate here for the first time in game number 2 for the Tigers. His ball club out on top by a score of 4-3. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be up high for a ball, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Tyler Wilson has a batting average of .284 to start the day, 19 base hits, 67 trips to the plate. Now with a double and a triple, no home runs, 1 RBI. Next pitch will be fouled away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Tyler Wilson up there now for the Tigers of Doan. Doan holding on to a 4-3 lead over Hastings in the second half of our doubleheader tonight. Addison Nyes on in relief of Micah Lockerbie, who started the ball game for the Broncos tonight. There's the next pitch. It just misses down low. And the count now is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings College Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHS with the Smith Complex. Hastings College softball team winning a couple of games just behind us tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan. There's the ball hit towards second. Steets scoops it up, goes to first, and that's going to be in time. Jake Steets makes a play on the ball there. 2 up, 2 down now for the Tigers as Wilson grounds out to second base. That's going to bring up Ethan Schroeder next. Schroeder, he's got a single in this ball game, a score to run. Went off the 4th inning with a triple and scored a run. He reached on a fielder's choice. He's 2 out of 3 here in this ball game. Schroeder also had a couple of base hits in game number 1 tonight. Scored a couple more runs, so he's been a tough out here for the Bronco pitching staff. As Schroeder comes to the plate now with 2 men out here in the 7th. The pitch by Addison Ives is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Santorelli will go out and have another quick conversation here with Addison Ives. 1 ball and no strikes here to Schroeder. If he can get aboard, we'll see Liam Bedford again, the catcher. Short conversation. Santorelli is back behind the dish. Takes his position there. Schroeder takes a couple of practice swings. Addison Eyes from the stretch. Fires one to the plate. Up high for a ball. And the count is now 2 balls and no strikes here to Ethan Schroeder. Schroeder started the day with a hefty batting average of .391. He has certainly improved that here today with several base hits in this twin bill. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch delivered up there by Addison Ives. And now the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Doan trying to win their 40th ball game of the season here tonight. They are currently 39-7. They've won 23 games in a row. Trying to win number 24 here in the second half for the doubleheader. There's a swing and a miss. He goes after a bad pitch there. Way outside and a swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 men out. Here for the Tigers in the 7th inning. Schroeder takes a couple of practice swings outside the batter's box, and now he's ready to go as he digs back in. Addison Eyes from the belt here with nobody on the base pads. Next pitch to the plate, outside for a ball. Fastball that is way outside, and tell you what, Schroeder was thinking about going after that one. Now the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Addison Ives again from the belt. fires one of the plates, swung on a miss, and he strikes him out. Ethan Schroeder strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number one in the ball game for Addison Ives. And the Tigers, they go down in order here in the seventh inning of play. Hastings with a little moo now here in this contest. Doan scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 3.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Midland has got the lead. Second half of their doubleheader over Nebraska Wesleyan. 3-2 is the score there. They're in the top half of the sixth inning of play. We are in the seventh inning here at the Smith Complex. Hastings College trailing in this ball game by a score of 4-3 to the Tigers after Doan rocked the Broncos 11-0 in game number one. So Hastings coming to the bat now. Here in this seventh inning, we're going to have a pinch hitter right off the bat for the Broncos. It's going to be Tyler Delafonte coming to the plate here for Hastings. He'll bat in the number nine position. Here in this seventh inning, he'll bat for Tanner Santarelli. So Delafonte comes to the plate here, and he'll take a pitch inside for a ball. Elefante, he played in game number one today for Hastings College. He was the designated hitter. He was 0 for 3. He takes a whack at that one and pops it up left side of the diamond, calling for it. The shortstop for Doan, and he makes the catch. That's Jake Smith. So a short outing here for Delafonte as he flies out to the shortstop, Jake Smith, for the first out of the seventh inning. And that's going to bring up Trenton Neal next. Neal, so far in this ball game, he is 3 for 3. Three singles. Last time he tried to stretch that single to a double, and he got caught down there at the bag at second. So Trent Neal to the plate now, trying to get something started here for Hastings. They're trailing in the ball game 4-3. Hastings scoring a run in the third, a run in the fifth, and one in the sixth. Doan scoring one in the first, one in the fourth, and two in the sixth. There's a hard hit ball to a left center, but plenty of room out there is Clausen, and he makes the catch. Kevin Clausen makes the catch out in left field there for the Tigers. Two up, two down for Hastings, and now we go to Drew McGee. He's going to come up there next. McGee, he is 0 for 3 so far in this ball game. He has struck out once, blown out to left field. He has reached on an error. So McGee is 0 for 3 here in this contest. As Jacob McCord goes to work here for the Tigers, he's on in relief of Kasperson. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Drew McGee. Stands in the right-hand batter's box, club in hand. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, one and one the count. McGee started the day with a batting average of .318. There's the next pitch by McCord. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Ball gets away momentarily from Bedford, but nobody on the base pads right now. One ball and two strikes. Again, McCord working from the stretch here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit right to the first baseman. Grabbing the ball down there is going to be Matthews. He goes over and touches the bag, and the Broncos zeroed out of the seventh inning. They go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number 8 here tonight with a score of Doan 4, Hastings College 3.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Smith Complex. Hastings College and Doan doing battle here tonight in game number 2 of our doubleheader. The Tigers right now have a 4-3 lead over Hastings College as Doan will bat here in inning number 8. Addison Knives continues to throw out there for Hastings in relief of Michael Lockerbie, who went the first 5 2/3 innings tonight for Hastings College. Liam Bedford coming up there first to begin things for Doan in the 8th inning. We'll have 3, 4, and 5 coming up here. So the meat of the order for the Tigers to face Addison Knives here in this 8th inning. Bedford takes a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count. He's flown out twice to center field. He's flown out once to left field. He's 0-3 here in this ball game. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Fielded there by McGee. He gets it to first base on a tough throw. A nice one over there by Drew McGee. Had to come charging down the line, made an acrobatic throw to first base on the grassy portion of the infield, and catches Bedford down there at first base. The Broncos playing good defense here in this second ball game, and that's going to bring up Nick Studer next, the designated hitter. He's got one hit and three trips to the plate here in game number 2 here tonight. That is single back there in the first. He popped one back to the shortstop in the 4th inning of play and flew out to center field in inning number 6. He takes a strike here, 0-1. To Nick Studer, who started the day with a hefty batting average of .432. Studer was 1 out of 3 in the first ball game with a walk. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman. Drew McGee grabs that one. So a line shot that time to McGee. So he's made nice plays on the ball the last 2 opportunities here. Once on a ground out, and that was a line shot there to McGee at third base. So 2 up, 2 down for the Tigers. And that's going to bring up Matthews next. Dylan Matthews will come to the plate now. He's the first baseman. He lined one back to the second baseman back in inning number 2, grounded out in the 4th. And he had a double in the 6th inning of play and came around to score. There's a ground ball to first. Grabbing the ball there is Clark. He races the bag at first base, and the Tigers go down in order for the second straight inning. Addison Knives has come on and has retired 7 guys in a row here. Dylan Matthews grounds out to the first baseman, Drew Clark, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning with a score, Doan 4, Hastings College 3.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
This spring, savings are in the air. Right now, when you call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, you can save up to $1,700 on Perfect Air for your home. Sure, most air is free, but Perfect Air has to be created. A Lennox Home Comfort System from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning does just that. It makes your air feel perfectly comfortable now and throughout the year. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 402-463-6061 today. That's 402-463-6061 for the perfect sale on Perfect Air.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College will now come to the plate here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, trailing by a run, 4-3 to the 10th-ranked team in the nation. The Doan College Tigers, Mitchell Marquardt will step in there now for Hastings in the eighth inning. Jacob McCord continues to throw. There's the ball hit right back to McCord. Grabs the ball, runs it toward first base, underhands it to Matthews. And Mitchell Marquardt is retiring the play from pitcher to first. So a hard hit ball right back to the pitcher as McCord grabs that ball there, runs it toward first base and records the out over there. So one man out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Listen, scheduled for nine here tonight. Jake Steets comes to the plate next. As the pitch comes in there from McCord, it's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Jake Steets with a single. In fact, he's got a couple of singles so far in this ball game. He sends that one out to right field. It looks like it's going to curve over into foul territory. Does it? It does not, but a catch is made out there by the right fielder. Bryce Rolick with a nice catch out there in the right field. They robbed Jake Steets of a base hit there. So two up, two down for the Broncos now. That was made right at the foul line over there. And he makes the catch on the ball. And now Drew Clark comes up there next. Broncos are down by a run here in this second half of the doubleheader. It is 4-3 after getting beaten 11-0 in game number one. A pitch here to Drew Clark is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Hastings with seven base hits here in the second ball game, 8 for Doan. Tigers have helped the Broncos along a little bit. They've got three errors in the ball game. Hastings with none. Timeout is called here by Clark as he backs out of the batter's box. Jacob McCord for Doan. Addison Ives for Hastings now, the two pitchers. There's a ball hit back up to the middle, but the shortstop there is going to grab it. Smith at second base. He goes over the first. That's in time. Three up, three down here by the Broncos in the eighth inning of play. Nice play by Jake Smith. His shortstop goes over at the bag at second to retrieve that ball. It gets it over to first base in plenty of time to record the out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to inning number nine here tonight with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 3.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Doan by the score of 4-3 as we head to the final inning here tonight. Bryce Rolick will come to the plate first for Doan. In the number six spot here tonight, Alex Arkfeld and then Jake Smith. Hey, those guys get aboard. We'll see Jed Durr, the number nine hitter. Addison Ives, he has come on in relief, and he has retired seven guys in a row, taking over for Michael Lockerbie for the Broncos. And here's the pitch to Rolick that's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Bryce Rolick. He came on in the fifth inning of play there for Doan. Next pitch to him is going to be inside for another ball, 2-0 the count. Since Rolick has come on, he's reached on a base on balls, and he's got an RBI double. He has scored a run here in the ball game. Rolick playing out in third, or actually in right field for Doan right now. Next pitch is going to be in there for a ball on the inside, outside the strike zone. Three balls and no strikes now. 3-0 the count here So Addison Ives, after retiring seven guys in a row, now threatening to lose here. Now this guy has a strike delivered up there, a fastball in the outside corner, so he battles in there. Three balls and one strike. Hastings down by a run, 4-3, after being beaten 11-0 in game number one. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Rolick heads down to first base on the play. That's the first walk of the ball game given up by Addison Ives. Alex Arkfeld comes to the plate next. A strikeout for Arkfeld. Fouled out to the catcher. And an RBI double so far in the contest here. He had that double during that series when they had three consecutive doubles in the sixth inning. They score a couple of runs. And a chase Lockerbie from the mound for the Broncos. There's a bunt laid down. It's going to be mishandled at third base, and everybody's going to be safe. It was popped up. Drew McKee came charging in there. Also, Addison Ives trying to make a play on the ball. He kind of overran it, and everybody's going to be safe here as Alex Arkfeld gets a single on a bunt here in this ninth inning, and now the runners are on at first and second base. So a bunt that was popped up, that was kind of a hard one to handle down there. I'm going to give an error chalked up on the Broncos. So an error chalked up there and a misplayed ball in the bunt. That's the first error of the ball game on Hastings. And now Steve Sponberg comes popping out of the dugout again for the Broncos. Hastings can ill afford to give up any runs here to the Tigers in the ninth inning, trailing by a run. Their offense has been challenged, to say the least, last couple of weeks. So a conversation on what the Broncos want to do here with runners on at first and second base and nobody out now here in the ninth inning of play. Rolick gets a board on a walk and then a bunt that was misplayed by the Bronco defense. Arkfeld gets a board. Runners on at first and second base. Here comes the home plate umpire. He's going to come out and break up the conference now. Coach Sponberg talking with Addison Ives, his catcher Santarelli, and the entire infield. Pulled in on the pitcher's mound now as they try to work on strategy here. Coming to the plate next for Doan is going to be Jake Smith. Smith is a shortstop. He has grounded out once. He has singled once, and he's flown out to center field. So he is one out of three so far in this second half of the doubleheader. He started the day with a batting average of .248. He had a walk in the first ball game and scored a run. Grounded out once, and he flew out once. So Smith comes to the plate now with runners on at first and second base. Squares around the bunt, pulls the back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Arkfeld is guy at first base. Rolick is on at second base, and Smith is the guy at the plate here. Jake Smith for the Tigers. Hastings will pinch in at the corners, especially Clark. He's in on the infield grass. There's a attempted bunt that's laid down, but he misses. Well, they say the pitch was outside. Two balls and no strikes now on Jake Smith. Jed Durr would be next. Again, Drew Clark is playing in on the edge of the grass here at first base for Hastings. Runners are on at first and second base. Clark come charging in now. About halfway between the bag and the plate, there's a quick throw down to second base. Not in time. Back in there is going to be Rolick. Covering the bag there was the shortstop, Mitch Marquardt. Two balls and no strikes here at the plate. We're in the ninth inning of play. Doan has got a 4-3 lead over Hastings. Tigers with base runners on at first and second place. Addison Ives again rocks and fires. There's an attempted bunt laid down and a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Jake Smith. Again, Drew Clark was charging there at first base. McGee's got to stay close to the bag at third because there's a runner at second. Smith is out of the batter's box, and now he steps back in there, taps the plate, and takes a look at Addison Ives out on the mound here for Hastings. Ives looks in for the sign from his catcher, Tanner Santarelli. Looks at second, offers one to the plate. An attempted bunt laid down, field in front of the bag. There's a throw down to third base. Is it in time? It is in time. A bunt laid down right in front of the plate. Just trickles to the third base line. Fielded there by Santarelli as he fires it down to third base to catch the force out down there on the Bryce Rolick. So another good play there behind the plate by Tanner Santarelli to get the force out at third base. Arkfeld is now on at second base. Smith is on at first base. And Jed Durr is scheduled up here, but we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here. That's going to be Seth Henry. So Seth Henry comes to the plate here in the ninth inning of play for the Tigers. He's a right-handed batter. As Henry comes to the plate here, Henry's batting average is sitting at .364 on the season. 24 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. So Seth Henry comes up there and will take a strike right at the knees. No balls and one strike here to Seth Henry, batting in the number 9 position. Henry's got 24 base hits, 3 doubles, a triple, no home runs, 10 RBIs, 29 stolen bases. He's appeared in 29 games for the Tigers. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be swung on, hit towards second. Jake Steets just picks it up, goes to second for one over the first base. It's a double play, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Broncos turn a double play, a 4-6-3 double play to get out of the ninth inning. And now we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Broncos need a run to force extra innings, 2 to win this baby. Doan scores no runs in the ninth inning on no hits. One error on Hastings and 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth with a score, Doan 4, Hastings College 3.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. It's by far our biggest sale of the year. This Saturday, for one day only, come into Complete Nutrition and receive 30 to 50% off the entire store. That's right, 30 to 50% off the entire store. If you've been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building lean muscle, this Saturday is the time to buy. Save 30 to 50% on our most popular weight loss products like Refirm Now, ManCore, and CTS. All of our sports nutrition supplements like Alpha Stack and protein powders will be priced to move. The first 50 people in the door get a free Complete Nutrition t-shirt. Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. For one day only, save 30 to 50% this Saturday at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. The Broncos with a chance to maybe pull one out of their hat here. Jacob McCord is going to be the pitcher for Doan. Broncos are trailing 4-3 in the ninth inning to the 10th-ranked team in the country. Eric Antilla. We're going to have 6, 7, and 8 coming up here. Antilla, Campbell, and Santos, the scheduled hitters. McCord going to work here for Doan. Antilla is up there now for Hastings and will take a strike. One ball and one strike to Eric Antilla. He struck out once. He's flown out to center field once. He's had a single. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman. Schroeder has got it. He goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Eric Antilla is retired in the play on the second pitch. Knocks one right to Schroeder at third base. So one man out now here in the ninth inning. The Broncos just need a run to continue this thing in the extra innings. Here comes Tanner Campbell up there next for Hastings. Campbell will bat for himself here in the ninth. Base on balls, another base on balls, and a single. He has scored a run here in this second ball game. Here's a pitch to him. He's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Have a chance to talk with the coaches. Blake Marquardt expected up after the ball game tonight. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls and two strikes now to Tanner Campbell for Hastings, batting the number 7 spot in the batting order. Santos is scheduled up there next. Here's the next pitch outside and down low. Trying to get him to chase after a bad pitch there. One ball and two strikes. The Tanner Campbell for Hastings. McCord is your pitcher for Doan, trying to finish things off here for the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be a called third strike right at the knees. A called third strike and a strikeout there for McCord. That's his first strikeout of the night. It was right at the knees. Home plate umpire rings him up. So now there's two men out here in the ninth inning. So two men out here in the ninth inning of play. Hastings down by a run, 4-3. Connor Thomas is now going to come to the plate. Connor Thomas will come to the plate here in the ninth inning with two men out. Thomas will bat from the right-hand side as McCord will look in for the sign again, trying to finish things off for the Tigers. There's a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball. So Connor Thomas out there now for Hastings. His batting average is sitting at .293 on the season. He played for the Broncos in game number one. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. There's now one ball and one strike on Thomas. Connor in that first ball game was 0-3. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count on Thomas here in the ninth inning, and the Broncos need a run to force an extra inning ball game, 2-1 this thing. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike right down the pipe. Two balls, two strikes, two men out. McCord again looks in. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Two strikeouts in the ninth inning of play by Jacob McCord, and the Tigers survive here tonight as they beat Hastings in the second half with a doubleheader by the score of 4-3. Hastings in the ninth inning to go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Final score, Doan 4, Hastings College 3. Back with a recap after this.
Lots of candidates talk tough. One candidate for attorney general has walked the walk, Brian Bisher. As an attorney, Brian has defended the rights of Nebraska farmers and ranchers against the Obama administration, fought for our water rights and prosecuted violent criminals. A pro-life, fiscal conservative, and fourth-generation Nebraskan, Brian Bisher.
I'm running for attorney general because Nebraska families deserve a fighter who will stand up to the Obama administration, keep violent criminals behind bars, and protect the rights of the unborn. I grew up on a farm. I've used my law degree to fight the Obama administration and protect Nebraska farmers and ranchers. As attorney general, I'll defend Nebraska against intrusions from the federal government, and I'll continue the fight against Obamacare. As a dad, I care about keeping our communities safe. One of my top priorities will be reforming the Good Time Law. Violent, repeat criminals should not receive good time sentence reductions. I'm Brian Bisher, and I'm asking for your support for Attorney General.
Paid for by citizens to elect Brian Bisher. BrianBisher.com.
Get ready, because here they come.
One, two, three, four!
It's Beatlemania all over again with the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. Entertainment Tonight says seeing the Fab Four is just like seeing the Beatles.
Hey, Jude.
The Fab Four takes you through the 60s with the music that changed our lives. It's a show you won't want to miss.
Saturday, May 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Tickets on sale now at the box office or Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Doan College Tigers beat Hastings 4-3 in the second ball game here tonight. The Tigers win their 40th game of the season. They are now 40-7 on the year. 18-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready to face Midland coming up on Saturday in their final regular season doubleheader. Hastings College, they dropped to 12 wins and 24 losses on the season. 6-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will take on the Concordia Bulldogs tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 4:30 here at the Smith Complex, 4:15 for the pregame show on 1230 KHIS. It was Doan scoring in the first inning of play here in game number two. They scored again in the fourth, two more in the sixth. Hastings scored a run in the third, a run in the fifth, and a run in the sixth inning of play. It was Jacob McCord. He retired the last 10 guys that he faced in this ball game today. He picks up the save for the Tigers. Austin Kasperson is going to be the winning pitcher for Doan. Kasperson, he improves on the season to a mark of 8 wins and 1 loss. Micah Lockerbie is going to be the losing pitcher for Hastings. He's 0-1. Addison Ives came on and threw well late in the ball game, gave up no runs, one strikeout, one walk, and gave up no hits. But Hastings could not get the job done offensively in the ninth inning as they go down in order, and Doan wins it by a score of 4-3. Doan scores 4 runs, 8 base hits, 3 errors, 6 men left on base. Hastings, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They leave 5. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next. Then the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game. Brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex. Hastings drops the nightcap 4-3 after losing 11-0 in the opener here tonight. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. For the Broncos here in this second ball game, Trenton Neal, he came up with 3 base hits in the ball game here in this one. Other Broncos offensively, you had Jake Steets. He came up with a couple of base hits here in the ball game tonight. Eric Antilla, he had a base hit in the second ball game. Tanner Campbell, he had a base hit as well for Hastings College. Then you got to look to Addison Ives, the guy who came on late in the ball game and really shut Doan down. At one time, he retired 7 guys in a row until he got into the final inning tonight. Gave up a base on balls and an error and a fielder's choice. But Hastings getting out of the inning with a double play to at least have a chance in the bottom of the ninth. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Addison Ives. He came on and threw extremely well late in that first or second ball game. Ives, at runtime, retired 7 guys in a row for the Broncos pitching staff. He gave up no runs, recorded a strikeout, had a walk, and gave up no hits as he kept the Broncos around in that second ball game. But Hastings could not deliver in the final inning as they dropped the ball game to the Tigers by a score of 4-3. Addison Ives will be our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now it's back to the diamond to talk to the coach.
So a doubleheader sweep for the Doan College Tigers tonight over Hastings College. They won the first game 11-0, surviving the second ball game as they beat Hastings by the score of 4-3. So the Tigers have now won 40 games this season. They are 40-7 with a chance to wrap up the title this weekend with ball games coming up against Midland University on Saturday. Hastings College still with a doubleheader tomorrow against the Concordia Bulldogs here at the Smith Complex. Steve Sponberg, the head coach for Hastings College, still meeting with his team down the left field line here after a disheartening loss here in game number two. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
So all the coaches involved in their little team meeting down there in the left field line here tonight, including Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach for Hastings. The Broncos dropping two games here tonight, but still have a chance to qualify for the postseason tournament next week. A couple of wins tomorrow over Concordia at the Smith Complex should give Hastings enough wins to get into the tourney that gets underway next Thursday at Mitchell, South Dakota. Earlier tonight in softball, the Hastings College softball team won two games over Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by scores of 6-2 and 3-2. Here in baseball, it was the Doane College Tigers winning twice over Hastings, winning by scores of 11-0 and 4-3. That'll wrap up our coverage tonight here at the Smith Complex. In baseball tomorrow, 4:15 for the pregame show, 4:30 for the first pitch. Hastings and Concordia will have the action for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. For John Deborah and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Bronco Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.